CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 20th of April 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Take advantage of the new RSGB membership benefit for 2025. The RSGB board has announced directors' liaison roles. The RSGB has released a 1925 bulletin containing the original announcement of the formation of the IARU. As a new benefit, the Society has teamed up with several museums to offer RSGB members discounted entry for 2025. Members can receive between 20 and 50% off admission fees at Amberley Museum, Bordesley Radar Museum, Internal Fire Museum of Power, P.K. Porthcurno Museum of Global Communications, and the National Museum of Computing. So whether you're into engines, radar, transport, computers or communications, there's sure to be something for you. To find out more, go to the RSGB site under Partner Museums. Following the RSGB 2025 AGM on Saturday the 12th of April, a brief board meeting was held. The board elected Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, to continue in the role of board chairman, and Peter Boyer, G4MJS, to continue as vice chairman. Both will remain in these roles until 2026 AGM. The board liaison roles with RSGB committees, honorary officers and areas of RSGB strategy have also been agreed. To find out more see contact details for each board director, go to rsgb.org/board. World Amateur Radio Day was on Friday the 18th of April. It was also on that day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. In celebration of this, the RSGB has shared a T&R bulletin from 1925 detailing the original announcement about the IARU's formation. This unique document has been made publicly available for all radio amateurs to enjoy. To start reading, go to rsgb.org/radcom, then click on the image to enter the web app and select Radcom Sample option in the header. The RSGB website has a wealth of information available to you, and the search function is a useful tool to find out what you're looking for. However, to make things as straightforward as possible, the Society has updated the context page on its website. If you need to get in touch about something, you'll be able to find the correct contact details at a glance. Each HQ department is listed with a range of services they offer. For example, you'll see the sales team that can also help with club insurance. Membership services will help you with any issues logging into its online membership portal, and that GB2RS news items should be sent to the Radcom team. Whatever your query, the team's there to help. If you need more help, contact your regional team representative. Head over to rsgb/contact to find out how to get in touch. Professor Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, is a well-known member of the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee, as well as someone involved with Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, also known as HAM-SCI. In celebration of Citizen Science Month during April, the RSGB shared Gwyn's HAM-SCI presentation from the RSGB 2024 convention on its YouTube channel. In the talk, Gwyn outlines the organisation's activities, particularly during the 2023 and 2024 eclipses. Go to youtube.com/RSGB, the RSGB, to watch the talk now. If you'd like to find out more, join the RSGB for May's Tonight at 8 webinar, when HAM-SCI lead Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, presents Space Weather We Can Do Together. Both Gwyn and Nathaniel recently won awards in the RSGB AGM trophy presentation. You can also get involved with Ham SCI's preparations for a series of meteor scatter experiments in August and December. You can find further details via hamsci.org. Have you ever wondered about the origins of the smart doorbell? Although a modern phenomenon, it has a history going back 100 years. During the latest series of The Secret Genius of Modern Life, Hannah Fry explores its early origins with a device created by Léon Térémin during the episode Radio Amateur Neil G4DBN recreates Léon's device. The episode will air on BBC Two at 20:00 on Wednesday the 23rd of April. Many of you will know Neil from Season 1, Episode 1 of the series, when he recreated the Great Seal Bug. Both episodes are available to watch now via BBC iPlayer. Please send details of any of your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally is taking place on Sunday the 27th of April at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridshire, CB226RN, doors open 7:30 a.m. for traders, 9:30 for the public. £4 to get in. The event will include a car boot sale, trade stands, bring and buy area, catering and disabled facilities, an RSGB bookstall and a free marshalled car park. A cash and card burger van will open at 8 a.m. The venue rules strictly state no dogs except assistance dogs on the field. Go to cambridgerepeaters.net for further details and bookings. The Dartmoor Radio Rally is taking place on Monday, the 5th of May, at the Yelverton War Memorial at Meavey Lane, Yelverton in Devon, PL26AL, free parking. There'll be the usual bring and buy, trader stands and refreshments. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £3. More details, contact Roger, 07854088842. Dear me, it's 4 8s and 1 2. Or email 20rph@gmail.com. Now for special event news, the Spanish National Society, URE, is on the air marking its 100th anniversary of the IARU. Members are active on 160 metres to 6 metres until the 30th of April, with 10 different special call stations, including AO100 IARU, special awards available, as well as medals for the top participant from each continent, achieving the highest number of contacts with the stations on different bands and modes. Go to ure.es for more details. The Portuguese National Society, REP, is also activating a number of special call signs as part of the celebrations for the 100th anniversary of IARU. This includes CR1IARU from the Azores, CR31ARU from Madeira, and CR51ARU from mainland Portugal. Members will be active on multiple bands and modes. Look out for activity until the 24th of April. Full details, tinyurl.com/CR1ARU. The Amateur Radio Society of Moldova is operating special event station ER100IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April, in honour of the IARU centenary. Full details, qrz.com. The Q8 Amateur Radio Society is pleased to announce its participation in the same celebrations of the IARU. Members of the Society will be operating special event station 9K100 IARU until the 30th of April. 10 teams of radio amateurs around the world are commemorating 80 years since Operation Manna and Operation Chowhound. The two operations were humanitarian food drops that helped relieve the famine in the Netherlands behind Nazi lines late in World War II. The teams will be active between the 25th and 27th of April on HF, VHF and DMR Brandmeister talk groups unique to this event. A number of teams are also welcoming visitors and arranging activities at their locations. To find details of talk groups for this event, the teams involved and how to collect a commemorative award, go to MANA, that's MANNA, figures 80.radio. TX News, Aldea PY1SA, Deers active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Radio 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Aldea will be operating all bands using CWSSB digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. Arno DK1HV is active from Greenland as OX stroke call sign. No, it isn't stroke call sign, it's OX stroke DK1VK. Until Sunday, the 27th of April, he'll be QRV on 160 to 10 metres, mainly SSB using wire antennas and 100 watts radio. QSL via available via his home call sign. Dom 3D2USU is active as 3D2AJT from Nandi in the Fiji Islands until the end of April. The call sign is in memory of JH1AJT, now Silent Key. QSL via logbooks, OQRS and Logbook of the World. Contest news, Tuesday the 22nd of April, SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC, all modes, 2.3 to 10 gigs frequency. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 24th of April, 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK 63 in RITI. The exchange is signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland DXCW contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th of April, ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 27th. Using CW 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RITI contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th of April, ends at 1200 on Sunday the 27th using RITI, and surprisingly, on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number, Sugar Papa stations also send their province code. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was characterised by increased KP index numbers and severe geomagnetic storms peaking at G4. These drove down maximum usable frequency and disrupted DX contacts, particularly on the HF bands. The solar wind speed increased from 380 km per second to around 500 km per second on the 15th, and an increase in plasma density was noted also. Subsequently, the KP index peaked at 7.67 on Wednesday the 16th, causing visible aurora alerts in the UK. This was caused by a pair of CMEs that left the sun on Sunday the 13th of April. We had a total of 22 MCAR class solar flares over 4 days, so a CME event was inevitable. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are a feature of the declining side of a solar cycle, so we could unfortunately be in for many more. According to PropQuest, MUFs over a 3,000 km path fell to below 18 megs for long periods on Wednesday the 16th, before climbing to around 21 megs at the end of the day. Meanwhile, the solar flux index fell from a high of 170 on Friday the 11th to a low of 148 on Wednesday the 16th. Next week, NOAA predicts the SFI will start the week around 145, but could increase to 165 as the week progresses. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 22nd to the 24th of April, with a predicted maximum KP index of 4. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates, but more importantly, get on the bands, which are a much more effective guide to HF propagation. Up propagation news, the current period of unsettled weather looks likely to continue into the coming week. This does not mean rain every day, but periods of rain or showers with some intervening drier spells. These drier interludes are not really dominated by high pressure, just gaps between the wetter periods, so it's unlikely to produce much significant tropo. In terms of propagation, there may be some rain scatter, although it won't be very reliable. However, the prospect of meteor scatter are more promising with the peaks of the Lyrids due on Tuesday the 22nd of April. It's worth checking up on procedures for meteor scatter working if you haven't done it before, as you may find a new part of the hobby to add to your operating schedule. The prospects for aurora continue to be raised by what seems like an almost daily supply of aurora alerts. Continue to monitor the KP index for signs of elevated values where KP is above 5 for radioactivity. Early signs such as fluttery signals on low frequency and high frequency bands may suggest it's worth looking on the VHF bands for auroral activity. As we move towards the new season, it's good to get into the habit of looking for sporadic E. The PropQuest website, propquest.co.uk, shows several useful components for analysing the E's prospects. If you look at the position of the jet stream shown on the E's blog tab, these can produce favourable conditions geographically to give a hint of the right direction in which to listen. The opening season typically favours 10 metres or 6 metres. EME path losses are now decreasing towards perigee on Sunday the 27th of April. Last Friday the 18th of April saw minimum moon declination, so moon windows will lengthen along the peak elevation. 144 meg sky noise starts this week very high but decreases to low as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too. Until next week.